By the way, I saw that there's a machlokas. I happened to looking around the Shulchan. So it's a question of how you say you split up the shore. You split up the shore into little pieces, right? So Rashi and the Rambam seem to be you could cut it up into little pieces. As long as each piece is, you cut them all up into pieces, as long as each piece is significant. But the Rosh, I think it is, simple Pshan, I think it's a Rosh, but the Torah has it, and the Shulchan Aruch has it. It's only the Zeroa of the thing, which you break up into two Prakim. So I guess the Zeroa is the arm, and it has, like, I guess, a natural segmentation on it. So you break it up into two parts. Right? And that's what it says, I guess. Zimora just says, what's Zimora saying? Garma, bones. So I guess garma, you could say Rashi means kol etzem v'yimachalik nishnai. Kol etzem v'etzem v'yimachalik nishnai. You break them all into two. So, right? but that's assuming it's every etzem. So it means you break them all up into two. But the what's the name learns is bedafka. It's bedafka the what's it called it as well, because it naturally has the parak has two prokim, so two joints. It'd be like a finger. So you break up into whatever, you know. So even though it's one aver, let's say your finger, but it has a two or your leg, it's two parts, right? So it seems like that she's just learning is like you can't just break it up. You still need an entity. It seems like you know, it's just like the entity doesn't go by the whole limb, it goes by, it could even take like a partial entity, like a sub-entity, because it's still chashav, but it can't just be quantity. It doesn't seem like, the reason I say it's just quantity. The chashivis comes from quantity. It seems like he's not willing to go that. And rather, it's a din of an entity, or it could even be a sub-entity, as long as it has, as long as it's a davar mesuyam, like a fixed thing, which has chashivas. So you'd say on a leg, each parak is chashav because it's big enough and it's chashav has to be fixed. But just to say this loose thing of I don't know, look, is it big enough that you think it's chashav? That's not. It's too open ended. That's not the hills of chashivas has to be fixed. The Rambam and Rashi seem to learn that it's simply the chashivas could come merely from the quantity. So you can bring them all up into two as long as you have. The feeling of chayav yishu chol chayav chol kashir nesina melia. That's it. So as long as it's Rashi, it's not very concrete. But I think it's the idea of quantity. Point to the
click on the fact that Rashi specifically says the Shnayim.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I don't know. I don't think so. Because I don't think so. What?
It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I think so. It's just hard to see the spot. I mean, doesn't yeah? What's the sense to that? Once you're breaking it up, what's the idea of a jaw in two, or you know, the stomach in two? So it's in two or three. It's hard to say. I mean, it's a half. I don't think.
So they said holding like the rush.
Oh, yeah, anybody says call etzem v'etzem.
Right, each bone by itself.
Oh. You mean every single, but only the Zeroa or the Chaim Kev also?
Right.
I mean, the Chiddush is that it's only the Zeroa, because that's the only one that has the segmentation.
Right.
The Keva is like a belly.
What is it?
It's like a stomach. One of the stomachs. Right. And the jaw is like a jawbone. I mean, there's two bones, but they're two separate ones. The lachi is the jawbone. So it doesn't actually have a match.
The two of the Mechavers don't say it specifically.
I think they do. I think they say on the Zerah. Look at it. I think they say that. The Rosh has a Betura, and in the Shor, Pal Gilis is Roa, Gama Gama. You could break up the arm or whatever, the Zerah, into bones. The Shulchan Aruch and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch both have it the same way. But Rashi and the Rambam don't. I mean, I don't think Rashi says, call etzem etzem, I say, it doesn't sound like it means every single zroa. Every time you have a zroa, it sounds like every bone, all the bones. Right? Could force that into it, but I mean, the Rambam definitely saying it, yeah. Okay, so now to the other issue. The question is could you give your matanos to one kohen? So, I guess let's start here. There's a Gemara in Erevin. When Raven son of Gimel and Aleph says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Bar Zavda, Hakola Nosei Mat Nosei L'Kohen Echad, Mevi Rav Olam. So anyone who gives his matanos to one Kohen brings famine to the world. Okay. Shenemar Ira Yari Haya Kohen L'David. Even there is a coin to David. So So it says, what do you mean? David, are you Kohen? Who David Kohen? The Kohen Alo? What does it mean? He was David's Kohen? What does it mean he was David's Kohen? Right? So it says, Ella, Shahim Ashagar, Loma Nosaf, David would send him the Matanas. He'd always send him the Matanas. He was his Kohen. He's my Kohen. He's the guy. He always sent Matanas. Except Basra, and it says right after that, by Yerov, Midavid, there was no famine in the days of David. So what it's saying is that it's based upon that fact. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Marid Nosaf Migdulasa, not only is it will cause a famine, he'll take you down from your Gdula, from your greatness. Shnemar Vayomar Lazar Kohen Alan Shehat Sava. Afagav de Omar Luhu La Achi Abba Tziva Osi Lo Tziva Filo Achi Yonish. What does that mean? One second. Is this part of this thing? Maybe this is going on something else. Yeah, I think that's going on in the earlier thing. More halacha with Neiraba. Yeah, no, okay, so it's basically saying is that he'll cause a famine. So a person who gives his matonas to one Kohen, it causes a famine. And the Rambam mentions that. Was that?
The whole world, or just like?
It seems to be in. I don't know. What?
Like
it says Ba'olam? No, Olam. Yeah, maybe Rav Olam. To the world. I don't know. It's not clear exactly the. Yeah, it seems so. I mean, famines aren't exactly
or
just for.
Famine among the
well, famines are regional. They're not really tribal.
Right, yeah. Normally, but like in this case, it sounds like.
Well, you have to understand the idea. I don't know if it means there's like a law of nature that if you do this thing, it causes famines.
Right.
You know, you have to understand the sense of it. It must be there's an idea though, right? So once you get the idea, it may not be so. You know, we'll see. So Rambam says, it's funny. Chol matnos kuhuna osur leskaven litnam laadam echad tamid. Okay, so manas kuhuna, all manas kuhuna, it's also to intentionally give it to one person always. Kvar is hero kach mode. Chazal were warned about that a lot. Okay, I don't know where the mode is, but that's the Gemara. It's interesting. It says in this footnote that the Rambam originally held that the manos shor, you're not allowed to give it to one guy. And then he changed his mind and said that you are allowed to give it. It's hard to read. It's hard to read. It says, no, he says, madura basava. There's different versions of it. Oh, tamid. I guess the word tamid. Oh, I get it. So the question is, if you say that, it means you can't give them to one person. But tamid means you can't always give them to one person. So the word tamid is here, but in the original version, it didn't have the word tamid. And in the published versions that we have in our Gemara, it doesn't have the word tamid. So it says, and the Rambam added it later, because originally he held the matnas shor, you're not allowed to give to one guy. So just tam, held your matnas to one guy. But later he says, no, you are allowed to.
What is his version of the
picture? Tamid. His version is, Chol manas kun asu skavin litnam lachad tamid. So manas kun, no, you're not allowed to give them all to one person, always. Right, but if you leave out the word tamid, it says kamans kunos or liskavein litnam lademecha. You can't give them all to one person, so it means one time. It doesn't say tamid; it's just one time. So it says you can't give them to one person. So the parish in the Shulchan in the Mishnah Torah, he could give it to one person. Right, so that's it's consistent with this girsa in the parish Mishnayos. But there's an original girsa in the parish Mishnayos, which didn't have the word tamid, which he's saying means. That you can't give them even in one animal, you can't give them all to one guy, right? So, So that's what I'm claiming is also a havamina on the Rambam, because he has to tell you that you have a right to give it to one person, to one kohen. It's not so simple. And I'm claiming that's a simple shot of reading the Gemara, because the Gemara just says, Rav Chisda says, Amar Rav Chisda says, Rol Echad Kevel Echad L'Chaim Shnayim. He's not saying if you want to or whatever, this is what he's saying. That's how you do it. And that's what Rashi sounds like he's saying, Ma'anas Kahuna Kachi Nechlekas. This is how it's split up. So now you could say it means you're allowed. You could say that's what he means, but he doesn't say that. He just says this is the way it's broken up. So I mean, I'm not 100% sure that's what he means, but I think it's certainly a possibility, and it's possibly in the Rambam. The Rambam originally seems to have originally held that. So my question is, what's the question? For our purposes, we'll take it as two sides. Okay, you can figure out who you think is the sides or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But conceptually, there are two sides. The question is, definitely you're not allowed to, or always. It's interesting the Rambam doesn't have a Mishnah Torah, that halacha. But it seems to be definitely you're not allowed to always give your matanos to the same guy, to the same kohen. That's wrong. But is there an isser in a particular animal, to give all the matanos to one guy? Combine together here what Jonah and Shlomo are saying. So let's start with what Jonah is saying. The thing is that the halacha manas kahuna is not a matana to an individual guy, Bob Cohn, whatever. Right? It's not to him. It's not a gift from you to him. It's a din of the shevet. You're giving a matana to the shevet, to the kahuna. Right? It's a manas kahuna. So
is he part of the shevet?
What?
Is he part of the shevet?
Yes. But if a person is a ragil, that he's tamid, he's giving his matanos to one guy, so in his nesinus matanos, it doesn't have the character of giving to the shevet. It has the character of giving to one guy. I mean, it happens to be he's a kohen, but his last name is all, his name is also Bob. There's a lot of different factors about him. But in order to, so that for your nesinos to have the character, the quality of supporting the shevet, it has to be spread out. If you're always giving to one guy, so maybe he's just your best friend who you love giving presents to. So it doesn't have the, as a gavra, you're not really supporting the shevet, you're just giving to your friend, or you're just going to give it to one guy. So through spreading it out, so now it has the quality that your matanos, there's a unifying feature in the matanos, because if you have 15 different particulars, and I give it to this guy, 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 I say, what am I doing? So I say, I'm giving it to matanos, I'm giving it to the kahuna. Or even two guys, and that's the unifying feature between the two. But if I give it always to one guy, then I don't know, I just give a gift to one guy. He's my friend, he's my business partner, he's my stockbroker, whatever the case is. So the thing is that giving it tamid undermines the idea of that it's matanos to the institution, to the sheva, and it turns it into something other. So it says you're not allowed to do that. And I think what Shlomo's point is true is that. That's halachically why you have to do that, or you're not allowed to. But it's saying is, it's also a practical matter is that it's not a smart thing, because as a part of the system of the manas kahuna is that it's supporting the kahuna, and it's giving them, that's how they have their meat. And if people are going to always just pick a particular kohen and give it to them, then it's not good for the system of supporting kahuna, and it's going to lead to famine. I don't know if it means that particularly it's a famine, but it means it's the idea of like you have to, part of famine or whatever, is you have to properly allocate your resources. You have to think things through. You can't just say, he's my buddy and I'm always going to give it to him. Just like in Staka also, you can't just always give to the same halacha that's brought down in Staka. You can't just always give to one ani, because it's going to turn out there's going to be any of them who are not going to be taken care of. So it means it's like, in your concern for the olam, you have to have the proper considerations of, of diversifying your matanos, your portfolio, your everything. You're supporting the world here. So here it's not the world; here it's the kohanim. Over there, it's the olam. But I'm not sure exactly the rav, but it could mean it's like that attitude is basically destroys the world. Like the idea is a person in his niyog has to be concerned not just about the particular action he's doing, but about a bar bigger scope, you know, a bigger picture scope of what he's doing. So you say, look, I'm giving this Kohen, he's a Kohen, he's a chash of a Kohen, I look at him, it's very nice, and this action in this microcosm is a great thing. But you have to look at the bigger picture. In the bigger picture, it's going to destroy the world, destroy the Kohanim, and it could be that's what causes the famine. It's like a person it doesn't allocate it, it's still considered the big picture. The midah is what brings a famine Torah. It could be like in David's case, he's the king, and if he thinks like that, then he's not gonna properly plan properly or whatever. He's gonna be small minded. So as a king, I mean, you could see it really causing a famine, because he's the one who decides how the society is governed and all the economics of the thing and whatever. I don't know exactly the particulars, but it's a midah which is not considering the big picture properly. But in a particular person's life, it may not be a famine, it may be whatever, but it's a certain idea of the proper mentality here. But I think it's better to say halachically, it lacks in the din of manas kahuna, and it becomes into a gift of one guy, if it's tamid. Yeah, mention as an aside, if you study Hilchot Tzedaka, this problem is dealt with. It's not clear that this is what it's doing, but if you think about it, I think it is. Is that the halacha is that you're supposed to give to the aniyah beis lakodam. So if you have aniyah and your family members, you give to them first. And then after that, you give to the aniyah yercha, the name of your city. And of your. I mean, that's like some sort of a pecking order like that, you know? I think you yourself is first. You support yourself before you support others. And then your bias, and then your city, and then your country, and whatever, you know? So the idea is because if everyone's just going to give to the aniyah of some, if you don't have a system, it's not going to work out. By doing it that way, two things. Really, by doing it that way, so then every city is going to have their aniyim supported. If everyone's giving to the aniyim of New York, so then the aniyim in Virginia aren't going to be supported. Who's going to be supporting them? So the people in Virginia, they take care of the people in their society, in their city, and everyone, that's always going to be the case. Now look, if there's overlaps and whatever, if one city has a shortfall, then, you know, but just to have it like Hefker doesn't create a good solution. It just kind of, you have to get lucky and happen to know somebody who's whatever. It's not a good method. But the method of using city, I think it means that people psychologically have a certain kinship and a certain desire to support their family and any ercha, a certain association. So it's like using the emotions that people naturally have. Like, it wouldn't be an intelligent system to have everyone whose first name starts with an A give to people whose first name starts with an A. Because, like, there's no, like, here, there's a natural emotional tendency. People are going to support their family and going to support their any ercha. So, in setting up a system, you want to make a system which is going to work, and using psychological forces and factors is practically also. You'll know when your family member needs money. It's much easier for you to know. You'll know when your yercha need money. So there's like a built-in system. But I guess in the kahuna, there's no system like that. I mean, I don't know if it's like, it's not the whole society anymore. It's not, you're not relatives. I mean, maybe there's a din of your ear, but I don't know. It's a different type of, you don't have it. I've never seen it like that, but not so. So the question is now, is it pshat that I can't always give to one ani? Or is it pshat in one, not one ani, one kohen? Is it pshat that I can't always give my matanos to one kohen? Which, like the Rambam seems to say, and the Rambam openly says, you could in one shot give your matanos to one kohen. One animal, you give all three to one kohen. You have a right to. And this Gemara of Chista is, if you want to split it up, then this is how you split it up. But you don't have to split it up. Versus the other side, Rashi, the Ram Tavimina, that even in one animal, you have to give it to different kohen. So we undefine that machlokas. So
your claim.
So Levi's saying good is that. Question is what's there's definitely this idea that it's manas kahuna. It's not matanos to individual guy, but where halachically does that halacha reside? Is it a din in the maisa of the nesina itself that it must be character? You must establish it as a maisa of matana manas kahuna as opposed to matana to individual. So the way you do it is you have to, in the very maisa, you have to include the idea of kahuna. So how do you do that? You have four meisim which are all related together because there are four parts of the same animal, and you give them all to various kohanim. So the unifying factor is I'm giving gifts to kahuna. But if I give them all to one guy, then it doesn't have a quality of it. In the action, there's nothing which defines it as manas kahuna. I'm just giving matana to John, to Mr. Katz. It happens to be the kohen, but he happens to also be a dentist, and he happens to also be whatever. I mean, it doesn't... What characterizes the action as a gift to the thin kohen shiva? So that's what the Rashi holds. Okay, then that's what the Rambam held originally. But that's the din of matnas kahuna has to be established in the very tzuras ha-maisa. And through being mechalik it to the various kohanim, it does that. Whereas the Rambam held No, there's no halacha like that. The ma'aseh of manzguna is the ma'aseh of manzguna. So look, you're giving a lot of time until the going, but it's not a din of the ma'aseh. The ma'aseh doesn't have to have, doesn't have, you don't have to establish it as a manzguna. It is a manzguna, he's a kohen, he's going to the going. But it's din in the gavra, that the gavra has to be a gavra who's involved in manzguna, he's a supporter of the kohen. It's like part of the Klal Yisrael, is being a member of Klal Yisrael, you have to be supporting the kohen. And you have to be a supporter of the kohen. It's and tamid, because that's the question, what's the halachic tziruf between tamid, always, all the time? So the saying is it's the gavra. It's the gavra. The gavra always is through the gavra giving gifts to this kohen, sometimes that gavra, sometimes, so he's the kohen supporter. He's the supporter of the kohen. If he always gives the gifts to one guy, he's always giving chavin, his gifts to one guy, so he's not a supporter of the kohen. He's a supporter of one guy, he's not a supporter of the kohen. So it's the Rambam's learning it's a halacha and the get it. It's not, and it could be a sunan, I don't know, it's like a different kind of halacha than the gavra. It's just like an idea, like part of your role, part of like Klal Yisrael's identity is that we support kahuna. It's like part of the, according to the Rambam, it's more like an idea in the structure of Am Yisrael. That there's the kahuna and it's supported by Yisrael. And Yisrael's role is, part of his role is supporting the kahuna. So it's via manas kahuna. But if he does it all the time in one way, then he violates that rule. So it's not, but it's not, it could be something like a technical, it's halachic, but it's not like, it doesn't lend itself to a particular tsurasa, you know, tsurasa. It's more like it undermines the structure of the cloud, you know, and the role of kahuna. Like according to the Rashi's way, it's like incorporated into the tsurasa mitzvah itself. This idea. According to the Rambam, it's more of an overarching idea in the Klal Yisrael and the way Klal Yisrael lets the kohuna. It's not given a concrete surah like a particular in a particular mitzvah. It's more just din and the gavra and Klal Yisrael has to be a kohen supporter. It's the structure. It's like you'd be bringing down the social structure of Klal Yisrael if an individual Klal Yisrael doesn't support kohuna. So it's like it's not. It's a less. It's not just because the practicality of leading to a famine. But it's in terms of his identity of manas kahuna, there's a totality of manas kahuna which should bring about a certain role of the kahuna. And you, if you always do this, then as a gavra, you're setting up it's also to have that derech to set that up as your path. It's like in denying the institution of kahuna. The Rambam, it's like more of a din is like the society has roles of the kohen shel Levi kohen Yisrael. So the role of Yisrael, part of the role of Yisrael, is supporting the kahuna. That's his role. And if you always give, if you threw the manas kahuna, if you never give manas kahuna, obviously you're denying that role. But if you always give a matana to one guy, specifically, so you're not supporting the kahuna. You're just the supporter of this one guy. So then you're not functioning in your role as a member of Klal Yisrael. So it's also to do that. Now it's not like a tsura sa iser. It's certainly not a maisa iser. But you're not allowed to do that. It's a halachic problem, but it's a more general type of a problem. I mean, it could be it exists. It is somewhere. Ram has it somewhere. I know it'd be nice to be able to find it. I mean, he has it in the Perusha Mishnah, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't seem to find it. It's not here. But it is all manas kahuna. So there's nothing to say. It has to be in this particular set of halachos. It could be somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, they don't quote it, so. But it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't exist. But it is. It would be nice to know if it does or doesn't. Or if not in hell, that's like, I don't know. We can get to this the next. The next thing is tevel. Is it also to eat from an animal which you haven't separated the matanas? Right, that's the next gemara. So we'll do that. I mean, I told you there's a gemara there, and then there's a tosfos. It's very interesting. There's Rambam also. You gotta look at the Rambam. Rambam's interesting. It's not, he quotes. The Rabbi Kivayger quotes. You can look at those. I don't know. I looked at them also. They're interesting. They're very interesting. I don't know if I could explain them all, but I may do them. But at the very least, I want to do that out of that Tosos of Uncle Fomanoff. It's a funny Tosos. You saw it? I mean,
yeah.
End I'm part.
Not sure
it.
Which one?
Yeah, they just need to do the end.
But the middle?
Yeah, the middle part. Yeah, Mekamak and Misura Ika, Lechav Hirshalom Ansa. He's like, even though it's not, even though it's not really Tevel, but it's still awesome.
Yeah. What are you talking about? A couple lines before?